This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The program, as always, you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online as well. You can call in actually on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Chris.
We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, it's Mike in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello there, Mike.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on the air.
You guys have talking about Bitcoin before.
We've talked
I
a lot about
to get
Bitcoin,
your
sure.
On Ripple, which is now the second highest market cap for the cryptocurrencies.
Sure is. It passed $100 billion, the first time that I know of that any other altcoin, any competitor to Bitcoin, has passed that $100 billion mark, because Bitcoin itself only passed $100 billion back in June.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is a huge accomplishment for Ripple. I got to say, I'm not a fan of Ripple. It always seemed to be a kind of banker's thing.
It
never really was like a real decentralized cryptocurrency.
It is.
I would say that Ripple is to cryptocurrency as Ripple is to wine.
Explain that one for me.
No,
have you ever had a bottle of Ripple?
No.
Not good wine.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and award Rich line of the night.
That's great. It's always where we go. You can't be rich.
But no, the bankers want to sell us out. They sell us out every chance they get.
They hate cryptocurrency.
They spy on us for the government. And this is even before the advent of cryptocurrency. When I say us, I mean the American people. Because the bankers operate within a government-regulated, government-formed cartel.
Yep.
Okay? They exist. They are wealthy because the government makes them wealthy.
It gives them the power
and
to issue
they
money.
They love right. the state. They have a license to print money.
Right.
So are they going to run a good cryptocurrency? No, they're not. You might be able to make money at certain points by investing in Ripple.
Sure.
And I will
people
say
have.
That I have owned Ripple from time to time. For example, during the one Bitcoin crash, when it was the only thing going up, I moved some of my money into USDT and I moved some into Ripple. But I try to avoid the stuff, and I certainly don't have any hope for it long term.
Well,
does it trade as a stock or a currency?
No, it trades as a cryptocurrency. So
Is it really a cryptocurrency?
Well, it is, in the sense that it is a blockchain based technology, but it's not decentralized. It's all run within the Ripple infrastructure, which Ripple is a company.
Yeah.
And
whereas Bitcoin is just an open source program.
Right. They pre-mined everything, so there's 50 billion Ripple out there. So, wow, it hit $2, therefore it hits $100 billion. That's simple math. It's absurd. Now, I say that, and I bought Ripple about a year ago for 3 cents, so on that side of things, I feel really awful for owning this thing that's used by banks, but I'm really happy with the return.
That's the thing. That's when you short it and you get something real.
Yeah, I don't think that it has a long-term thing, because while lots of banks love to use the Ripple technology that's already in place, nobody, not one bank in the world, is using the Ripple token.
Mike, I've got something to add, but did you want to jump in with any thoughts? Or?
Actually, I was just listening. It's very interesting, all these cryptocurrencies and how they work.
Here's what I'll add into the discussion. I've you know, I'd always heard that this Ripple thing wasn't really a real crypto. It was this banker thing that they'd put together. And I never took the time to really look into it because of that. It was just like, you know, I've already got Bitcoin and some of these other things. So do I really
right.
need to even care about this if it really is for the bankers? And then I saw the news headline this year that they had put the New York regulator, the guy who created the BitLicense. Now, for those that aren't paying close attention to the world of cryptocurrency, New York State was the first state, and so far I think one of only two states, to implement a very restrictive regime to, you know, clamp down and put the boot down on the necks of the nascent cryptocurrency industry by creating this ridiculous BitLicense that is not only incredibly expensive to attain, like you got to have $100,000 for attorneys and, you know, everything just to get through the process.
After you've spent $5,000 for the privilege of filling out the application.
Right. So you got to have a lot of money, deep pockets, to be able to even get this thing in the first place. And only like four or so companies have done this. Coinbase is one of them. So only the biggest players.
Is there an ETF for cryptocurrency?
They've been trying that. I don't know if any of them have actually been approved or have moved forward. But let me finish my point here about this regulator. So this BitLicense basically destroyed the cryptocurrency industry in New York. In fact, it's so bad that some companies like Shapeshift.io or Local Bitcoins, they do not want you there as a customer. If you are in New York and you try to go to Shapeshift.io, there will be a message on screen saying, due to the BitLicense, we are not going to do business with you. Sorry, New Yorkers.
Yep.
You know, and that's just how it is. So they literally drove industry out of that state. The guy who is the top regulator there in the whatever banking department or wherever it is they have him, his name is Ben Lawsky, and normally I don't drop names of politicians, but I'd seen his name enough
right.
to recognize when I saw the headline, Ripple appointed this guy to their board of directors. So if you needed more evidence... Well, it's not just a conflict of interest. It proves that this is an organization that is bought and sold by the banks and the government regulators. It is top to bottom a government-regulated, we-love-government organization. Screw Ripple.
And we love big banks, and we love central banks. That's the realization. If you want, and early on I saw potential for that to be, okay, Ripple at least has a plan. They have a market. They have potential customers. Let's see what they do. And they've consistently added new banks on to the Ripple network, not use of XRP. So as an investment, you can kind of say that. Regarding ETFs, the news this last week was the New York Stock Exchange has filed to list a couple Bitcoin and cryptocurrency ETFs, but we'll see if they pass regulatory hurdles. Mike,
yeah,
any other thoughts?
My dogs are looking at me like I'm a pork chop, so I better go.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Joe. He's in New Jersey listening online. Or no, listening actually to WPG there in Atlantic City. Hello, Joe.
The lovely Atlantic City. Come down to visit it.
No, I try to stay out of New Jersey. I mean, with all due respect.
I have been to Atlantic City.
Your governor doesn't like me. Your 400-pound governor thinks I have no self-control because I smoke weed.
Did he get reelected, that guy?
Is he still there? Is he gone?
I think he is gone.
What happened to that guy, Joe?
Oh, good for him.
He served 8 years in prison. I mean, 8 years in office. And he's, he's leaving, and we get elected a Democrat now.
Yep.
I'm sure things will get even worse. Jersey is the 46th least free state, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study done by Cato. And so anybody who cares about freedom really shouldn't be there. But go ahead with what you were calling about tonight.
I don't know if you remember me. I only called you the one time a couple of weeks ago when I had a bank issue. And I talked to you and Mark, I believe. And Mark gave me the good advice. Not that you don't have to.
I don't remember what the issue was, so if it's relevant, you can recap it.
I really didn't know about you, but I did research you, right? Now that I have nothing against you, man. I'm telling you, that's why I'm calling you. Could you please tell me about what is going on with the FBI investigation? Have they filed charges against you?
FBI. So what you're referring to is the studios here were raided about, not quite 2 years ago, coming up in March, it'll be 2 years since the FBI came here at 6 in the morning and raided, ostensibly searching for child pornography. They took 50-plus electronic devices out of this studio, the servers, the computers, you know, flash drives, everything they could basically get their hands on. And we haven't heard a single thing. No one has been charged. No devices, except for my video camera, have been returned.
They haven't returned any of that.
There's just a video camera.
Yeah, I looked up and I'm trying to find out what's going on here. There's nothing here, okay? What is going on? Now, were they taking their sweet time or something?
Well, they're the government, and yes, they can take their sweet time. So even though there may be a statute of limitations on, like, a criminal charge, there's no limitation on how long they can investigate. So they could just sit on all that equipment for the rest of eternity, and it would be very hard.
Once again, I'm not calling here to defame you, okay? You don't know me.
Well, there's nothing to defend. Hang on here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us if you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, If you are a cryptocurrency fan, you need to be down in Acapulco, Mexico, coming up February 15th through the 18th. Cryptopulco is going to be the final day of the three-day-long Anarchapulco event that's entering its fourth year. I had the privilege of attending this year. So earlier in 2017, we went down to Mexico, and Mark and I broadcast Free Talk Live from the event. It was great. It really is the preeminent, I think, biggest, most fun Liberty gathering out there right now. You can go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about it, and the great speakers they're going to have there include the newly announced headline speaker, Ron Paul.
Wow.
That's right. Ron Paul, the man himself, the very same Ron Paul that ran for president as a Libertarian in 1988, and then as a Republican in 2008, and again in 2012. He is going to be their keynote speaker at Anarchapulco, where they are making anarchy great again, also including other great speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinod, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokash, Kerry Widler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, plus live music from the likes of Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's all happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. Just a beautiful location full of hundreds of what will likely be great liberty-minded people, anarchists, voluntarists. And there's some other stuff going on there alongside of the Anarchapulco event. You can sign up for extra events. You don't have to pay extra for them, like the Health and Wellness Retreat and Change Media University with Lou Kradowski. Plus, they even have an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. You can get all the details over at anarchapulco.com and use code FTL for 10% off your regular tickets over at anarchapulco.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
Rich, have you got your Saturday night host package to Anarchapulco? I thought Ian was providing us with airfare, hotel.
I think we should make it a trip. For
well, I know Mark's
all
going.
Of the co-hosts, so we can go and we can promote Free Talk Live.
Can you imagine the return on investment?
I can
Ian
imagine
would get out of that.
That Ian I would is, make a fortune.
You know, I really
he
do
would.
Too.
He would. He should do it. I'm
it's
gonna.
A,
I'm
it's
gonna,
a great idea, Rich.
Next time I talk to Ian, I'm going to make that suggestion.
Good point.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We go to Joe. He's in New Jersey. You'd called about the FBI raid on the studios that happened.
I thought about bank issues, but I just wanted to. Well, you answered my question. They're taking their sweet time.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know you. You don't know me. But I called you, and I did. It's all on the internet. Anybody wants to find out anything about you, it's right there. Right.
You bet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what were you calling about then if it wasn't that?
The bank issues. Remember, you don't remember me. I called a couple of weeks ago for the first time. And
yeah, you just have to kind of recap what it was you wanted to talk about, because there's always people listening who weren't listening at that time, whether I remember or not. It's immaterial. So what was it about?
You answered my question. And if anybody needs to find out about you, it's not available on the internet.
Okay.
You are Free Talk. You are.
Well, the show's called Free Talk Live, and anyone's welcome to call in. And thank you, Joe, for the call tonight.
Thanks.
It doesn't sound like he had anything to really say there. Let's go to Robert, listening in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey.
Happy
What's
New Year.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Good to hear from you, Robert.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Hey, look. Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Dogecoin predictions.
Don't laugh. Dogecoin hit, what, one penny recently or something
did.
Like that?
Did it hit $1 billion in valuation? I think it did.
I don't know. I can.
I'm pretty sure it did.
What is Dogecoin, Rich or Chris?
I'd love to give this one.
Yeah.
Rich can help fill in.
No, how about?
Dogecoin was, I think, the first widely circulated coin that was created as a joke. It was a joke. That's what the guy came up with, and he put the funny little doggy face on the coin, and that was it. And the idea was, you know, people can do whatever you want with this because I'm not being serious. And it did sort of develop for a while as a tipping coin. You could tip friends in Doge, and I was in like a Facebook group where we would tip each other and things like that. But it was a joke. And
it suddenly, did go over $1 billion.
It did, and which makes me believe that that is one of the signs of the coming apocalypse. When Doge hits $1 billion, that's the equivalent of a child born in Bethlehem with 666 on its forehead or something like that.
Its market cap is right now at around $900 billion. $900 million. Apologies, U.S. dollars. That's their global valuation of all the Doge combined. It is currently worth about 0.79, so about 80% of one penny at the moment. So not a whole lot of value per Doge, but it's much more than it originally was. Way back, the Doge was like a fraction of a penny.
Oh yeah,
and so it's really had an amazing journey. Anyway, Robert, we're not very good at making predictions because we don't know what the future is going to hold. But you know, if one of you guys wants to take a crack at a prediction, I don't like to make predictions. I don't think that there's any point.
$12.81.
I can start this if you like. I'll just say that I'm predicting that it'll be $1 by the end of 2018.
Well,
it
already hit
a dollar. It can literally go anywhere.
That would be amazing if that happened. Doge currently ranked at the number 35. If you rank it by market cap, it's number 35 in the world.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to predict that the dollar value of Doge will go to infinity when the dollar goes to zero.
Ah, good one.
Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I think that if we're going to make a prediction, I think the safest prediction is that 2018 we'll see an overall large increase in value for all cryptocurrencies combined. I'm going to make that prediction, and I don't like to make predictions.
Yeah, I think you'll see that, and I think as far as regular currencies, what you're used to, been a couple stories out saying that this last year, 2017, was the worst year for the U.S. dollar.
Really?
Since 2003. There's a couple stories out there talking about that. It's performed worst.
Against
foreign currencies, and if you can compare that to the cryptocurrency world, I mean, it's being decimated. So that's what I look forward to.
Decimated as in taken down by to one-tenth of its original value?
Well, they do that. Mm. They do that as that's a feature of the U.S. dollar. It loses its value every day. but, yeah, I mean, that's where it's going, and I think crypto has a amazing place to play in this world.
It sure does. I mean, we're still – remember, there was so much value gained in the world of cryptocurrencies in just the last year. I think it's important to point out for people that may be new to this world, 2017. Remember, Bitcoin came out in 2009, and it took from 2009 until June of this year, so most of a decade, for the value of all cryptocurrencies combined to reach $100 billion. Then, 5 months later, in early November, that the total market cap, the total valuation of all cryptocurrencies in the world combined, went from $100 billion to $200 billion in that five-month period. So it took 7 or 8 years to get to $100 billion. 5 months to get to $200 billion. It then took, 3 weeks, I think, to the toward the end of November to hit $300 billion.
It was like the 3rd to the 26th of November.
It then hit $400 billion in a matter of, 10 days after that, and then 6 days later, it hit $500 billion. 4 days later, it hit $600 billion, and it's been stagnant at around $600 to $500 billion. It's been sort of fluctuating in that $600 to $500 billion range since the middle of December.
Yep.
So we've seen tremendous money being poured into the world of cryptocurrencies this year. And there's a good chance that 2018 is going to top it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not going to be able to predict the future. It could go down, but we'll see. We're coming up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so you may Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Chris.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but first I do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System, which you can get over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. It is about the easiest home security system you could possibly set up. That's because there are no wires that run to the cameras. They're all wireless, and it even comes with the batteries right there in the box. So you pop the batteries in, you set it all up via your Wi-Fi-based device like a smartphone or a tablet, and you've literally got your home security set up within minutes of you unpacking it. It's super easy to do. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one security camera. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And, of course, you get to set it up however you want, you know, have them active the hours that you prefer, having them sending you the clips, the length that you prefer, the clips being the video clips that it records of whatever's moving in front of the camera. So check it out at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to David, he's in New Mexico on via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah. Caught me in the middle of dinner. Sorry about that.
Well, you called us. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've been on hold for a while, and I have to listen on the TuneIn app, which kind of puts me in a delay kind of thing. But anyway, sorry to interrupt your coin conversations. What I wanted to share was an update on what I'm doing in the state of New Mexico, not because anybody gives a damn about the state of New Mexico other than that you should avoid it more than other states. And you had mentioned before, you made a comment about you don't usually drop politicians' names, and I would like to drop a few of them in the course of the conversation because I think it's important to name them and shame them. Otherwise, people don't know who they are and what they're doing.
Well, they're all bad, though, so like one over another. I mean, they're all scum, so I don't really see why it matters. But anyway, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, that's exactly what I was calling about, but I think it is important. And an update on what I've been doing is, like I said, I had caught an attorney that is being paid by the state of New Mexico to do contracted legal work. I had caught him embezzling funds from the taxpayers of the state of New Mexico. Nothing new, but I caught him, and the proof is actually in the record, so it's not dependent on what I have to say. All I got to do is point at the court's own records to show this. And I'm not going to name that guy because, one, I kind of want to take him by surprise, and he's a private party, and we don't need to get into any legal issues there. But the recent thing is. The previous state auditor, I've contacted many different departments. I've contacted the FBI on this, and I've contacted New Mexico State Police, and I've contacted the Attorney General of the state of New Mexico, and I've contacted the state auditor. Any interested party and the courts themselves should be interested. I contacted them, and the only of all of those so far, the only ones that have shown any interest are the auditor of the state of New Mexico, and not the Tim Keller, the guy that's now mayor. I notified him months ago about this, and I got no interest whatsoever from the auditor under Tim Keller. But when he left to go to mayor, a guy named Wayne Johnson replaced him, and I called up and reported it again. And the very next day, Wayne Johnson himself called me personally to begin discussing the situation, and so that's in the process. And the point is,
so you actually found some bureaucrat who is interested in, at least pretending to be interested in, the person that you caught doing some naughty stuff in the government?
The answer is yes. And one more tip for people out there trying to hold their government accountable is that I have called Wayne Johnson on the carpet, just like everybody else, every other politician in the state of New Mexico, on the carpet going back 10 years. And the point is, he may be calling me back just because he's known me going back a ways, and not in a cordial way, because I've taken him to task.
So you're saying the squeaky wheel gets the oil in your case?
I think that's part of it, and I also think that it pays to contact people and hold them accountable before they reach higher office, you know, when they're down at a lower level, when they actually, you know, don't feel like God yet, and they'll actually return your call and deal with you, and that relationship possibly carries some weight when they do reach, you know, senator, congressman, mayor, governor, whatever. And
just
so
be careful. Sometimes the squeaky wheel gets greased.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That is definitely true. You don't have to look at too many examples in history to see that that's the case.
Yeah, in Michigan, the woman who was suing the city of Flint
over the
government failure to produce water, yeah, she just got whacked.
Really?
Yeah, she was shot in her home. They unsolved, of course.
Wow. Right.
Jeez. It's easy to dismiss a lot of these as conspiracy theories, but yeah, I think everybody, if you're going to be honest...
Well, that's not a conspiracy theory.
No.
Chick's dead.
Yeah. No. If you're going to be honest with yourself, how many of these do you need to occur before you start saying, maybe there's something to this? You can look at any government.
How about, are you guys aware of how many people survived the Nevada shooting and have died since?
Yeah.
A lot of the survivors have died in various ways since then.
A lot of the very public ones.
Yeah, and it's kind of...
What's that all about?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I listened to I watched the video of the shooting, and you could clearly hear on the video that I saw, now it could have been doctored, but you could clearly hear two different weapons firing in different rhythms sometimes overlapping each other. Now, Chris,
so it wasn't
are
echoes?
You able to fire more than one fully automatic weapon at a time? Because I can't do that.
You could if you were a movie star and it was all set up. But
Rambo with a couple M60s.
The first guy, he's a friend of mine, and he's a veteran in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he was the one guy that, you know, the next morning before anything really broke, he's like, that sounds to me like two guys with bump stocks because the rate of fire was not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like one of them is firing from inside an enclosed location and the other one is firing from out in the open because the guy's been shot at a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he happens to work in the firearms industry, so he knows a little bit about this stuff. He's not the kind of guy I'd dismiss, so right off the bat.
Why showing up dead, though? I mean, what's the conspiracy theory here? I mean, you're just saying they're showing up dead. But
the theory is that there was more than one shooter.
But weren't there thousands of people at this concert? Like,
yes.
Why start icing just the ones that got injured first?
The question is why are all the people that, for whatever reason, they found a little bit of limelight afterwards.
Yeah.
They did a lot of TV interviews, or they were interviewed many times, or they were an employee of, you know, mm-hmm. the hotel and things like that. It's just, it's really weird.
I lack any coherent theory, but there's so many things about that case that bothers me.
Mm.
Vegas is like the most cameraed one of the most cameraed cities in the world.
Right.
Everything is surveilled, but they can't find any footage of a guy with
13 cases of luggage.
13 cases of firearms,
didn't
rifle cases.
Did they find
cases.
Footage of him walking into the hotel and actually getting assisted by the hotel security?
They've not released anything. And okay. I think that's what's fueling some of this, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen any footage. Did they say they found some?
I don't know. I don't know. I have not been paying close attention to that, so I couldn't tell you. Let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, this is Larry in Annapolis.
Hey, Larry, you're on the air.
I just want to know if you knew about the executive order signed by Trump December 20th, 2017.
What did he do now?
Well, it's going to be, you know, when George Soros dumped $18 billion into the rioters, go out there, he pays them off, you know?
I don't know, but I know
what you're talking about.
Okay, well, he dumped that because he knows Trump's coming after his money.
All right, I want to know more about what are these executive orders. Hang on, Larry. You can tell us in a moment. 855-450, free like freedom, free talk live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the Crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the Crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. These remaining moments, we've got enough time for you if you want to dial in right now and join Ian, Rich, and Chris here in the studio. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, so please do enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I do want to let you know about bitcoin.com. If you want to learn about Bitcoin, you've heard about it, you've heard about the amazing price, like right around, I think, 13,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin today. It's actually down a bit from what it was earlier this week. So it might be a good time to buy, or maybe it'll keep going down. Who knows what's going to happen with the prices in the future? I can't predict those things. But if you do want to learn about Bitcoin, I think it would be an important thing to at least know a little bit about it. Great place to go and do that is Bitcoin.com. Plus, they've also got a Bitcoin news site over at news.bitcoin.com, and they do a good job of keeping up to date on Bitcoin-related news from across the globe. Once again, go to Bitcoin.com as we go to your calls here. Larry, you'd asked if we'd heard about a Trump executive order or set of them that was signed on, you said, December 20th. So what was it that Trump was ordering?
Human rights violations, kidnappings, pedophilia.
Hold on,
slavery.
Trump. Wait, Trump ordered pedophilia and kidnappings?
No.
No, come on, man.
What are you saying?
Executive order. It's an executive order, okay, against pedophilia, slavery.
Don't they already have laws prohibiting those things? What do you need an executive order for?
Right.
Well, because they did violate it so bad that now he's going to do something about it. And look, you remember the milk cartons back in the 70s? Kids got on the milk cartons.
They had those in the 80s, too.
Okay.
They still have milk cartons.
I know, but kids were getting kidnapped, right?
Yeah, sure.
And the presidents never did anything about it.
Why would the president do something about that? A kidnapping is a local problem.
Yeah.
It's a worldwide problem. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
But well, the FBI does tend to take jurisdiction over kidnappings, although the president doesn't do it directly, but
if somebody got kidnapped from where I live, I would bring in the local guys to look into that. I wouldn't even think to call the FBI in on a kidnapping.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's say that is what it is. But let's go ahead and continue with your thought.
Yeah, okay.
It got so big. So anyway, this gets to the
kidnappings are down. it's not big. Kidnappings are less likely to happen these days.
All right, can I summarize this executive order?
Sure.
The title of it is Executive Order Blocking. Yeah, Executive Order Block. I am.
He's got it right in front of him here.
December 20th.
Here, let him read it because got it right here.
Larry, I'll read it to you right now. Executive Order Blocking the Property of Persons Involved in Serious Human Rights Abuse or Corruption. And that part, I think, is what's going on. I'm going to skip some of the legalese. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, finds that the
pretty dull
prevalence and severity of human rights abuse and corruption that have at their source or wholly in substance substantial part outside the United States, such as those committed or directed by person listed in the annex to this order. And basically what it does is it directs the Secretary of the Treasury to seize the assets of those that they find to be involved in either serious human rights abuse or corruption. And I think the concern with a lot of people, and some of the Republicans I think are saying way to go, Donald, is to say, well, corruption, that's a pretty broad brush.
Sure.
Especially when you're talking about people interacting with the government.
Are we talking about asset forfeiture for people who are accused of these things or people who are convicted? Because most asset forfeiture actually happens prior to a conviction or even without a criminal charge. And so if that's what this is, then I can't possibly support it.
No,
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
You guys talk real fast and everything, and I'm sure you enjoy that, but why did George Soros dump $18 billion into an RC, which is some kind of charity thing that he's in charge of, to get rid of his money so Trump don't take it and his property? Because the Clintons, do you notice that Hillary's wearing a boot? And
Hillary's now wearing a boot, so she's taking after Vermin Supreme?
Hold on, which foot is it on? Because it keeps moving from foot to foot.
That it did with John McCain. No,
right.
She's been pictured in an ankle cast.
Okay, you fast talking guys. I'll call you back in 30 days.
I love how I get a few accused of being fast talking. I'm from the South. Thanks for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So what's this? She's wearing a GPS tracker, or what is it?
Well, there's been speculation that she and McCain and other people have showed up in these ankle boots because they do have some sort of a, like, an ankle bracelet due to criminal charges or something like this.
I'm pretty sure if Hillary Clinton ended up in court, that news would be pretty big.
It would
You'd
leak.
You'd think so, yeah. Although, I mean, I don't know. You'd think that if the FBI, if the director of the FBI knew you had broken the law multiple times, you'd get charged.
Yeah.
And when it was Hillary Clinton, she didn't. So,
Right. And this is the type of thing that, you know, a lot of folks on the right look at and go, finally, we can go after the Clintons. Forget, you know, that it's
they think
most,
that this Trump order is going to go after the Clintons?
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't he buddies with the Clintons back in the day?
Of course, but it's, you know, it's crooked Hillary this and crooked Hillary that, and a lot of people on the right would love to see the Clintons get knocked down a peg or two.
I'm not on the right, and I'd love to see her rosh.
Sure, but let's be realistic. The government is not going to consume Hillary Clinton unless there's a real good reason for them to do that.
Exactly.
We all love it when the government fights with each other, because, you know, nobody cares about that happening. Please, go ahead, government, fight each other. That's totally fine with me. I'll take bets on it. I don't care. I think it's fantastic when the government fights one another. But there's certain people in government who are kind of like untouchables, and Hillary Clinton is one of those people.
I wouldn't touch her.
You end up, that. And then, you could end up dead.
Right.
There's a lot of, you're talking about bodies piling up.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Vincent
yeah.
Foster,
well, people, she is such a wonderful person that people who cross her are so disgusted with themselves that they will kill themselves, and not just kill themselves, but they'll like kill themselves with two shots to the back of the head.
Yeah,
which
or on a railroad track,
you know,
yeah.
that you have. It's like seppuku. You have to be motivated
right.
to get two shots into the back of your own head
using your offhand.
Using your offhand.
Yeah. That was the whole Vincent Foster thing. And then he rolled himself up into a big carpet, I think, and left himself totally. Alongside the road in a park. Legit.
I actually voted for her husband one.
Did you?
He was the last Democrat I voted for. I voted for him in 1992, and by 1996, I said, oh, my God, this is awful, and voted for Harry Brown.
So I voted that election, I voted for Ross Perot, which all my friends told me was voting 92. For Bill Clinton.
92?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. David in San Francisco. I wasn't old enough to vote in Harry's first election, but I was by his second run in the year 2000. So Harry Brown definitely brought me into the libertarian movement, and may he rest in peace.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I heard you talking about Las Vegas, and I honestly haven't kept up with a whole lot of that incident, but it crosses my mind. One of the first things that I knew about Nevada was that they don't have a good health care system for the staff and workers down there, and basically the citizenry of Nevada don't have, they're stuck with the same lousy health care that the rest of us have. And when you have an incident like that, people shot by strangers. If I remember right, the biggest number of the people who were hit with massive financial losses. And the city didn't take responsibility for it. The state didn't. The county didn't. And when you were talking about early deaths, I'm just wondering whether or not the lousy health care was partially the cause for any of the early deaths of the victims.
Well, you had some people that did die in the hospital, but I'm trying to find a correlation between a mass shooting and an allegation that we need to add more money to our healthcare system.
Well, that's a pretty cheesy way to phrase it.
Well,
if you're standing in a crowd and you're wanting to watch a concert, somebody fires on you with massive, massive firepower, so to speak, and you are starting to be a Scrooge about it?
No. What I'm saying is I'm not sure that financial responsibility needs to fall on people that were not there. I apologize if you don't like it, but I'm not a big fan of socialism.
Yeah,
sorry.
No. Thank you for the call tonight, David. Wish we had more time to talk about that issue because it's a big one, and we don't have that time. So we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month, and
$347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.